כל אשר עושה לכינו מויש לישראל אמרי בויצי השם יש ישראל לעם ישראל. Plus it tells us, starts off the parasha, that Yisrael heard Kol Asher Osa Lekinu Moishe Yisrael Amoi Yehoitzi Hashem Yisrael Mitzvoi. He took them out. Rashi asks, what did he hear? What was the major thing that he heard? But Rashi heard Kriyas Yamsuf Mechamas Amolek. Yosef is those two things. Why are those things causing Mashmur Shomu Boy Yisur to come? Bishlam Kriyas Yamsuf, you understand? Person hears Kriyas Yamsuf, he comes, he hears a murder in the days, the choir that should get him to come. Muhammad Amalek was something we Klai Yisur forget, Chazal say, Shomu Amu Yirgazun. Klai Yisur was all. The world was all amazed and all inspired after the Maisa of the Kriyas Yamsuf. And for when Amalek came, they cooled everybody off. That was the why Muhammad Lashem passed the end of Bashala. Muhammad Lashem by Amalek was door to door. So why is Rashi mentioned that they heard about Muhammad Amalek? Any question? Pashas Yisoy continues. Vayava Yisoy Choisim Moshe Bamishtel Moshe La Midbar Ashehu Choyne Shom Hara Lekim. He came in La Midbar. Why did they tell the Midbar? The Moshe, Yisrael, Moshe, Moshe came from the Midbar. The Moshe, and the Midbar, Hashavu Choy Neshom HaRelekim. What's the emphasis on the Midbar? That he came to the Midbar, Hashavu Choy Neshom HaRelekim. We know that he was in the Midbar. So Rashi says, Pshat Taka, it's coming to tell the Shvachim of Yisroel. He was sitting b'chvoido shel oylam. Davay libay. Lotzei shel amidbar makom toyer lishmoy devitayr. He went out to the midbar lishmoy devitayr. So we have to understand the emphasis of this Yisoid, that he came, he went to the Midbar. It's very Yisoidistic in the ganze Zach. That he was going to Moshe on Midbar, Ashavuch Manishar Arabic. No, Mais, the beginning of the parasha, Yisoid, Kohen Midyon, Chosim Moshe. Over there it says, Kohen Midyon. Why is the emphasis on Kohen Midyon? What do we have to know? He was a Kohen Midyon for Keret. The Parsha. It's going to bring out the Shvacha Shema Yisro. What do we mention that he was a Kohen Midyon? Those made Rashi's Zog, and this is what Rashi's telling L'Chor, that he was Yosef Shvayda Shaloyla. And they would put him into Nidu, as Rashi says. Because he left his status, he left his place to come to hear Divrei Torah. The parasha of Yisro is known in the Welt as the parasha from Kabbalah HaTorah. We know that the Aseres HaDibrois and the Maamar HaSinai is all written there. And I was once mechamed to this kasha. I heard for a brev that he has the kasha also, but it's a gavaldik kasha. Vosef is Yisroi was zoicha that the parasha of Torah was called Yisroi. Why was the parish of Torah called Yisrael? And if it's called Yisrael, Yisrael had seven names. Why are we calling it by that name of Yisrael? So we'll say because it was a parasha that was Miyuter. Yisrael is called that they added a parasha to the Torah because of Yisrael. He went to Moshe and he told Moshe, like, want to see why you're working so hard, the whole parasha, and there was an extra parasha added in the Torah. Well, the Maisa, why is that name? The name, other names also is called Choyvav, Rashi says. Choyvav also is Mechav the Torah. Why is the name Yisrael picked of Yisrael's name? First of all, why is it that Yisrael deserves this union? And second of all, why is the name Yisrael picked as the name of Yisrael, even though throughout the Torah is known that way? But is there some deeper meaning that the name of Yisrael is picked? Vayisyatzvu b'tachlis ha'har, the part of this week's parasha tells us that Klal Yisrael dwelled at the foot of the mountain. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that this comes to teach us that the Melameh, it comes to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the mountain over their heads and lifted it above them and told them, if you recover the term mutav, v'imlav shom tekfurascha. This was what happened at Mount Sinai. So Tois has already asked the Kasha. Lemaisa, they said Nasav and Ishma. Why did Klal Yisrael have to be coerced? That the mountain had to be held over the head and shown to them that if you're not going to recall the Torah, so that's it. Shom Teik Furascha. There's going to be a Furim. What are they needed for? Although they said Naaseh and Ishma, they said clearly we're going to accept the Torah. What did they need? The fact that Hashem took the mountaintop and put it over the head. And what's the emphasis of the positive of the Torah? So the Gemara says Shom Teik Furascha. What's Shom Teik Furascha? Poi Teik Furascha. What's Shom? Over there. What was the necessity of having that mountain over the head, and why the Lashon Shom Teik Furascha over there will be a food? We find another ger, very, very interesting, Rabbi Isai. We find another ger who has a kesher to Matan Torah. The other ger that had a kesher to Matan Torah was Rus. We know that on Shavuos we read the Inyan from Rus. The Megillas Rus is read on Shavuos as Paskin in the Mechaber, and the Mishpura brings. And the Shaila is, what's up is Megillas Rus again, here we go. The Kesher with Matan Torah is the Geir. So the Pasha Mahalach is, we could say, that we know that everybody became Gerim on Shavuos, on Matan Torah. Before that, we know that Mishpura brings that we eat Macholi Cholov, we eat milk products on Shavuos. Why do we eat milk products? We eat milk products on Shavuos because they came down from the Haaretz, Mishpura brings down, they now became Jews, or they have Mekabel the Torah, became Gerim, Gilu. Gash in the sky, because she noila dami, and now they had all the new mitzvahs. Now all that kelim were all bas v'cholov, everything. So they only give me macholi chol, give me milk products, anything that need meat, and shchita and all the dam. They didn't eat milk products. The flesh is not because after Matan Torah, now they became gerim. Gash in the sky, because she noila dami. So Neila, that's why it could be the gerim associated with Shavuos. But it's much deeper than that, as Mr. Shapur writes. But this is the Yisoid you want to bring out, Rabbi Yisai, in today's Shmuz. The Yisoid, why Davka was Nikva. In Parashas Yisroi, Maimir HaSinai, Davka Rus is the Megillah that we read on Shavuos, and Davka, Vayisyatzvu B'tachtas Ahor, they were at the foot of the mountain with the mount overhead, is a lesson for the Doiris of Baisai. And Davka Yisroi. Yisroi is singled out as the one that his name is Nikva. One of his names is Nikva. On Chashivas of Torah, Choyvev, Shem Mechavev, as a Torah, the Torah was endeared to him. If we learn the Yisroi Rabbis, that we understand it, Torah can be sweet and endearing to us. When many brachim have a problem, they don't have avas haTorah, can't get a geshmak from Torah, don't have a love of Torah. How do you develop the love of Torah? The Yisroi is this part we sparsh Rabbisai. The way to develop a love of anything, Rabbisai, is when you give to something. As we know, if Dessler writes the word Ava, I love. Everybody loves. There's so much love in the world. I love Seattle. I love Israel. Everybody has the I Love Israel t-shirts. They come to Israel. Everybody buys one, a big heart. The I Love Israel. And I love Mexico. What do you love Mexico for? The guy says he loves fish. I love fish. He goes, I love sushi. The taste of sushi I love. The no taste of the taste of sushi that I love. What does he like about sushi? He never would eat raw fish in his life. All his friends eat it, and it's cool to say that I eat sushi, so he eats sushi. But he loves sushi. What does he like about sushi? The taste he doesn't like. He likes the feeling that everybody tells him that he looks cool when he eats sushi. Okay, so it's not true because everybody likes the taste because he pours like 4,000 pounds of sauce on it. It tastes, it's such an unbelievable taste. Keep pouring the ketchup on it, drown it out. It tastes so good. We have to have so much sauce on it. How much sauce is he using to get that taste? How much I love that sushi. But it's true, I really love the sushi when it's wrapped in chocolate and everything else. The taste of that chocolate sushi is unbelievable. But anyway, getting back to the love. So a person loves fish, he loves sushi, he loves steak. What do you mean he loves it? What do you love about it? What do you love about it? So you love something, if you love the fish, a guy once went to a rabbi, I think the story is about Rabbi Elio. He brought up about the boy, the guy said he loves fish, he came to a restaurant, he says, I love fish. So somebody, he's telling her how she loves fish. They brought the fish over and he ate it up. It went down his stomach. You love the fish? Why did you do it for the fish? You didn't love it too much. It's God in the world. Loving something can't mean, that means you love yourself. You want to feed yourself and you want to enjoy having the pleasure in yourself. You're not loving anything. Love is the sort of love is the fact that I give. My love is shown in the way that I do for somebody else. As if that's the right, and everybody says it, every Shever brother, everybody says it over. How many people do it? Lamaisa when they get married is one thing, but every Shever brother, Ava, the root of Ava is have, to give. Everybody knows Ava, which stands for love, the root is to give, have, to give. That's the last time he learns that, the next time he remembers that Yisrael is when he has to speak by his son Shever brothers. They don't say over the word again, but how much is he giving? I don't know. What is the person getting married for? I need companionship, and I need someone to take care of my house, and someone to clean my underwear. At least he's good for something. What do you want to get? Yes, guy, what do you want to get mad? I got to get out of the dormitories already. I can't take these dormitories already. I got to get out of the food that they give in the yeshiva. My wife's gonna make the best food.
Sushi,
right. Chocolate-covered sushi, she makes. She used to work in a sushi factory. But anyway, gave him, the guy to gave him. Anyway, but anyway, so she works in a sushi factory, and she makes sushi, and unbelievable. Her name might even be Sushi. But anyway, the Marisa, or Susie, whatever it is, the kitsa. But anyway, so she makes good stuff. So what are you married for? She makes good sushi, she knows how to cook, she knows how to clean. If that's what marriage is about to you, what's marriage about? Everything's I. It's about myself. It's all not about marriage, what's really about. Love comes only when that's a big mistake in love. The guy comes back from the date. Oh, Rebbe, I'm in love. What are you in love for? You don't know the girl yet. He's in love. You like her looks. Come on, John. George. Come on, Shmuel. You know what the issue is. That's right. Let's be honest. It's nothing to do with the love. Love only comes when you go through thick and thin together. When it gets to a matzav of where you have to get up in the middle of the night. You have to take care of your wife. You have to take care of somebody. When you start to give from yourself, that's when true love comes. Why? It's a death to write in another place. We saw it this week. That true ahava for something comes when you invest in it. The more work you put into it, the more investment of time, the more you have to give up from other things for it, the more you have to toil in it, that's where it's chaviv to you. That's how it becomes special, unique, and something that you get endeared and comes you start to love it. So Rashi b'Metziyah, Roitza Adam b'Kav Shaloi, a farmer's working, the offer comes like you have Tisha Kavin, 9 Kavin someone will give you from somebody else, but he's working on his field, he'd rather have that one small Kav that he has, the Tisha Kavin Shalchamei. Why says Rashi? Because Chaviva Olam, but came into Torah, he says he worked at it, and he toiled, and he harvested, and he plowed the field in hours and hours, put it into that field. That's how he got a love for it. Yisroi was Mechavim as HaTorah. How was Mechavim the Torah? He left. He gave up of himself. He was Moshe Nefesh. He gave up from his sitting on his high plateau, Koyeg Midyan, as the puzzle starts off. By Yishma, Yisroi, Koyeg Midyan, Dafka by the Shmiah, the Koyeg Midyan heard. And he realized that if I don't give up of something, nothing's going to happen. How did he see that? He saw Mechamas Amalek. How can Amalek attack Klal Yisrael? They heard about Kriyas Yam Suf. Everybody heard. Shomo, I don't hear this one. No one, the Teretz is, that Amalek didn't do anything about it. How could they be so cold? They didn't do anything about it. And why did they do anything about it? Because it meant making a change. And once they didn't do anything about it, once the effect of hearing about Amalek, about Kriyas Yam Suf, didn't make an effect and then do something about it, it didn't make any impression whatsoever. If you don't do something about it, if you don't give up, if you don't change, if you don't change your strategy, change your way of living, real and up to the realization that this is true and I have to give up, but the giving up will be that I'm dear to it, then I become stone-faced. I become unemotional about it. And once that comes, I'm even likely to attack like a mullet. Kriyas Yam Suf, people can hear, they can go attack. Because if I don't do anything about the Shmia, if they're not going to do anything about it, they're not going to react to it. And what's the reaction? To change your understanding of it. Try to make a difference now. Try to change your lifestyle a little bit. You know clearly there's a God, but a person's not ready to give up. The Shmia could fall to the wayside, so much so, go and attack a nation that you are crazy. The British runs. The British are in charge. The British fighting the Muhammad. Are you crazy, Amalek? Are you off the wall? Are you sane? The Teretz is, I don't want to do anything about it. I'm going to remain by old cheaters, and nothing's going to happen, so much so that Kilo would never happen. That's our more. But Yishma Yisro, Yisro knew he had to do something. But what did he do? He was ready to give up everything. And he attained his status. His status symbol. Everything. In order to Shmoy to be Torah, to get Torah to come to be and part of the Klal Yisrael. And that level of Mesiyus Nefesh, should not believe to give up what he had. He was sitting Bechvoyde Shal Oilam. He wasn't Stam. Koyin Midyan. He was ready to give that up in order to Lishmoya to be Torah. He gave that all up to Lishmoya to be Torah. That Madrega Mesiyus Nefesh deserves to be called. And because of that level of Mesiyus Nefesh, because he understood what it meant, what Mesiyus Nefesh meant, Yisro then went ahead and not only got the name of the parasha, but a whole chelik of Torah was added because of Yisro. There was nitois of Torah in Klal Yisro because of Yisro. Because Yisro again went out and saw Moshe Rabbeinu working hard. And with that same midah of emes, and that same midah that he wants to do something about what he hears. He wants to change. He wants to make the matzav better. He's looking for the emes. He's seeking the emes. That same way Yisro went out and looked and saw that Moshe Rabbeinu was working too hard. And because of that work too hard, it would be that he would lose Chazon Luv Moshe Rabbeinu. It made it different. He cared. He cared enough to make, to go about, to try to get involved, even though it would take some part of his effort. Yisro, stay in the background. Just keep out of it. You again, what do you have to say? What are you getting involved? No! So not only was Yisro Zorcha that a passion was called after him, but Yisro was Zorcha that a yeser, that the mice, there was the toys of a passion. There were toys of Torah, more Torah was added to Klal Yisro. There was a new chelik of Torah that we didn't have before. A passion was added to the Torah. That's the name of Yisro. And that's all because his emes got his Mesiyus Nefesh. That he's ready to go make a move. He's ready to change. He's ready to give up how he's living. The way he's living. And all the things that he's enjoying, he's ready to give it up. Because he realizes the truth. He realizes that if I want to get anything out of this, if I want to improve, if I want to move forward, if I want to go places, if I want to make this important in my life, I have to give up. I have to have a serious nefesh. I have to work harder. Because without that, it won't go. And that's what Rus taught us also. Rus was also Yoshe Bechvayde Shal Oilam. She was sitting in the glory of the world. She was the daughter of the king, Moav. And she became a Giyah, she was misguided to go back with Naomi. But there were two ladies that were going back, both daughter-in-laws, Orpah and Rus. And the mother of Naomi said, you know what, go back. What are you giving it all? You're coming back with me? I'm an old lady. I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael. I have nothing. I don't have a husband. I don't have children. I don't know if I have another child. So it won't be Yibam. Go back to your father's home. Go back to the palace. Go back to the chandeliers. Go back to the maids and the servants. Go back to your big bedroom. Go back to those beautiful, enticing dinners that you had every night that are made by 50 chefs in the palace. Every night, a mamish, unbelievable, six-course meal. You're coming back with me. What are you going to eat? Grains! What are you going to eat? Some chicken nuggets? 4 chicken nuggets? Maybe 5 if Yeshiva pays them a little bit more money? What are you going to eat? Some chillet with big potatoes? Well, come back and have every night caviar, steak, everything you want. You're coming with me. You'll have to go out to an outhouse. Take a shower. You ain't go back to your bedroom, cozy bedroom. the lights, the cameras, and the action. You have these two laptops. There's no laptops in this division. She asks, where do you go? She says, you know what? I don't go to the movies. We can't go to the movies. I'll go with you, Mrs. Palmer. No more movies! Give it up, Russ! All the different things you know all the characters, and every Saturday night matinee with popcorn! You gotta give up the popcorn! With the buttered popcorn! And no more sports games, you can't go anymore! We don't go to such things! I'll go with you, Gonami. You sure you're going to give it all up? Well, the movies and the theaters and the rock concerts. Some guy smashes it over his head with his guitar and we get so much we cheer away at that. Some Meshuggah gets up and like he's dressed like he doesn't even look like a man. I don't know what he looks like. A monster, a Briya B'fnei Atzma, an androgynous, the Kol HaShitis. No matter what he looks like, it's a Shavim Kalisha. And he goes around and starts hitting himself and hitting everybody with his guitar, and everybody's cheering at that. No more Russ, no more rock concerts. No more Saturday night matinees. No more magazines. No more books. No more novels! Well, it's not enough. Mahomi keeps pushing at her. And Russ says, Vashetomus Yomus. Only death will separate us. That's the story of the Pusha. So the person has to go all out for Kabbalah Satayah. You got to give up all the shtusim for a person to taste the gshmak. You can't have your cake and eat it. You got to give up the pleasures. That's the Messias Nefesh, Rabbi said. And you'll ask the Yisoid of Messias Nefesh because that's how it's going to become a Chuvah. That's how it's going to become a Chuvah. That's going to get to Bishmar. That's going to feel love for Torah. When a person gives to somebody else, when a person gives his life to his children, to his family, to his wife, there's a love that develops only when he gives. In the hard nights, he stays up with the baby crying. And the hard nights, he hears his wife's crying, pampering, and he knows how to deal with it. And he's Mesir Nefesh. And he works hard to give. And he gives whatever he has that they should have enough in the house. They should have what they need. That's Ahava, Rabbi. On God's book, the Ahava. And Torah is no worse. But only Mesir Nefesh, Rabbi Sad. You're not going to develop the Ahava Satayra. It won't go. You got to give up. But you have to realize, the more you give up, the more shtai you're going to have. The more love, and the more hanoah you're going to have. Kachi dakashot toira. Pas b'mayim, pas b'mayim toicha. B'mayim b'mesuit tishta. V'al oret tisha. V'chayi tzai tichya. V'toira ato omel. Ashrech b'oim hazeh. Well, the gazah. Toys off one of my boys, but stay, we understand. You have a good next one. I stress boys, my dad. Doing bad mind, the sugar. I'll always teach on. You're sleeping on the floor. Not even on a bed, not even on a mattress. I don't even get a bed. You don't even get a mattress. I understand the floor might be more comfortable, but I'm not even a bed, high mattress. The chai inside, the chil, the bed, the sugar, the groin. Unbelievably Yisurim. But the Torah at the Omer. You still own the Torah. All those Yisurim, the difficulties. That's the serious nefesh for Torah.
is Ashrecha, you start to feel the Gishmak, the love, the enjoyment from Torah. Because you have such a love with Torah. When you're in love with somebody, there's nothing in the world that means that you're on top of the world. You have true love for a person, you're on top of the world. Nothing bothers you at that moment. It could be this thing and that thing, but you're in love. The birds are twerping in the background. The sky is so blue. When you're in love, it's a different world. You don't feel anything missing. You feel great. You're high-spirited. You're going wild. You're telling, you know, your friends, I'm getting engaged tomorrow. I'm in love. I'm so happy. Or you can have this yisur and on the bottom is 40, he has a corn in his nose, in the middle of there's a pimple up his nose. He hid it from the collar, put a lot of makeup on, and he has his earache, and he has a thing, but he got engaged. He comes back, he's all spirited, he's happy, he's flying away. Why? He's in love. When a person's in love, nothing bothers him. It throws up the Mishnah. You want to get in love with Torah? Kachi Daka Vashal Torah, this is the Derech, not the Pshat, Afel PK, also the Torah. Before she was. Kachi Daka Vashal Torah. Pat Lamel Torah. Mayim Bamuzer Tisha. Kalor Tisha. Chayat HaTichya. All the things that Imam is out of Yisrael, it's difficult, we're not holding by that. But you have to give up something. Yisrael gave up, he was Mechal the Torah, because he was searching the Torah, the Shalaylov. But not the Levi! That's how Yisrael became Yisrael. The Rus of over here, we brought David Amel, the Shiach, the came from Rus. The Shiach Nevesh, Abba Hafli, she was the Bas Melech, Yoshev, the Malbim, in the Pamarish of Malchus. She was sitting on the highest throne, and she went to pick in the fields. The Chayash Ulevitz used to cry. On Shavuos night, the Chayash Ulevitz used to sit by the Bima, and we started sending late in the beginning of Shavuos. The Hedek of Chaim used to be crying with tears when they're saying the story of Rus. How much he gave up. A woman of Malchus. The daughter of a king of us. You know what that meant in those times? A king was murdered. Today everybody laughs at the president. In some big black Sparta in the White House. Well, now it's called the Black House. You know what a president is, what a king is, everybody says. I was always, and those times we made a bracha. Shechol mikvoy lebosav edom. You made a bracha, so a king, you can kill on the spot. The malchus and the cover that they had. She was a bas melech. Enjoying everything in the world. As the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's what we lay in Rus. To show us. We have to realize that she went from a life to a life of oini and yisurim. She lo nida toira the yisurim the oini. He went to a life of yisurim the oini. But from that came malchus based on it. And that's yisurim kabosa toira. Melameh shekofo aleim ha'aki gigis. What did he decree for? They said nasim v'nishma. The Torah says that Kosh Bozman will allow me to them. This is the Yisrael, Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah is not just very nice. It's a nice thing to learn Torah. I'm doing a year in Israel. It's the Feres Chaim. Coming back next year, I'm starting my career. Doing a year in Israel. Having a good time. Staying out till 3 in the morning. And then I'm going out. But then he wants to know why doesn't he have a Torah? Why can't he acquire a Torah? Why didn't he come back as a Lamdan? Why didn't he come back as a Ben Torah? The Torah says, because he doesn't understand the Torah. The Kosh Baruch held the mountain. Torah is not something that's acquired on the serious nefesh. Shom tekur ascha. Torah, if you want to have Torah, it's dafka to mekabel it at that without it, there's mavis. That we give everything out. We give everything, even in the shama, you go, we give everything for Torah. The ganza, the machivorin, everything you have to give up for Torah. That's the metzias of Torah, gavos at Torah. It's not just enough to say Nasev and Nishma. We have to understand that on Torah, without Torah, it's chasid leim shom take for us, not Torah. Shom. On every generation, every mokum that we have, we realize that on Torah, without Torah, it's chas v'shol misa. And we have to realize that we have to sacrifice everything as much as possible to create Torah. You want to have Torah? With the level of Mesiras Nefesh, of Kachi Darka, you have to realize to give up everything. With the Gemara Zok Soif Brachis, Gemara Zok Olam Ki Yomis Ba'oyel, and a term, the Kayemes, as we mean, Meimis Atzmai Aleha. Torah is not Miskayim, unless a person's Meimis Atzmai Aleha. You want to be Zerv at the Torah? You have to kill yourself at Torah. And the Tziv says, if you kill yourself, see, you don't have Torah. You won't be alive. But the Torah is Mechayim. Torah is Mechayim Meisimzai. Or you have to give up everything for Torah. And what's the sort of giving up everything in Boi Sa? That's how it becomes a Shrech. That's how you get the Chavivas. That's how you get the Av. And then, it's a different world of Boi Sa. The level of Hasyat Dishmaya, the level of connection, the level of Gishmak, starting to see your mamish moving forward. It has to come from Sius Nefesh. The Gemara says, that's Chavivas HaTorah. You push away sleep from your eyes again, each with the feet, the feet. You push away a little bit this, you push a little bit that. You start to realize that the Torah is something so gishma. Why? Because you're Mesius Nefesh, friends. And the more Mesius Nefesh, the more that's put in the Mesiras Nefesh, the more Av you're going to have for Torah. But Bel Zohar Zokt in his Hatoma, the Roshmua, Hatoy Rakoy Heves, the Torah is a very jealous wife, does not have a Shmoch Be'er, his Hatoma, Margal Vapum the Rabbah Be'er, the Torah is a very jealous wife, Eino Oyev al Misho Oyev Oysoy, the Cholma Oydoy, the Cholma Av Shechom Yodach. The Hafto is Hashem on the Kefo! Everybody says, very nice, Kishma. We understand what we're saying. The parasha continues. V'shinai v'ohat v'shem l'kev v'cholavo v'cholnai v'chom yadecho v'shinai t'am l'manecho v'dibar t'obom v'shiptecho v'meisecho. The Torah is mechayiv of v'shinai t'am l'manecho v'shidim v'yitoyim v'chudoyim v'fiicho k'tushin l'amit. We have to come to a madrega of Torah. The shinantam, that a person says, what's pshat, and you have it on your lips. Not what you learned yesterday. Oh, forgot what masecht I'm holding it. Can you say over something? You learned the halachas, you learned a little bit of Gemara. What Gemara you learned? Can you say over the Gemara Marcus? Can you say over? Don't have a claw yet. V'shinantem to return mechudodim b'fiicho shem t'shal cha'odim al t'gam game. A person has to be at a level of Torah where it's v'shinantem, where it comes, flows. V'dibar t'bom. And you have to speak in Torah. V'loi v'dvar mechayim t'ad yomar yuma. V'dibar t'bom. V'shiftecho v'v'isecho v'lach v'v'adach. How do you come to such matrega? How can the Torah mechayim be such a that I'm all day sitting and talking and learning? How does that develop? How do you come to such a madrega? And it's not just that a yid supposed to do it. Does the chiyum of the Torah, v'shinantam l'manecho, everybody has a chiyum, and they'll call it a kula, v'shinantam. The mitzvah v'shinantam, you have to call it a kula. If a dibar to bomb and a person comes to Matrega, he's always talking in Torah. When a person loves something, when a person has a av for something, he doesn't stop to think about it. Everybody knows their favorite TV show. They can quote word for word for word And once saw him, I closed the back of the base medrash. Two guys were mad fighting it out. Now it all really started. I got such chanoa, Baruch Hashem, tfer, tchan, bochun, so geschmack, the argument trying to rajba. I came over close, which mamas, they were at this, because they were at each other's throats. That's not what he said in the movie. That wasn't the line, exactly! He said he was going to see him tomorrow! Not tomorrow night! Daika! And they were arguing for 20 minutes, what was the line in the movie? And they were fighting over it. And how guys quote lines from movies, unbelievable. Unbelievable. They can quote any line. You say something today that, oh, that's a line, and they'll tell you where the movie, who produced it, who acts in it, whose grandmother used to sit, watch it. And how many episodes they have, and what season it is. And if they're friends or enemies. And he knows all 24 episodes and each all 24 seasons, and he had 12 episodes. And he knows exactly that was season 4, episode 3, and he touched his nose in that episode. Bikias Niflor. And he just wants to see it. He gets back with it, and his mom, he can't wait because he didn't have one under his sock in Tveres Chaim. So he can't wait to get back from Bain Hazman. He's looking forward. Rebbe, I gotta get back. I'm burnt out. I'm burnt out. I'm doing nothing. I gotta get back to America. For what? I'm missing a couple of seasons. And then Bain Hazman starts. And we see his Ava. Is there anybody down there? His father called 3 days straight. He hasn't seen him. In the basement, the old television from Grandma Sally, locked in the basement. It's his Bein Hazmanim outlet. 3 days without food and water, he can't exist. 3 days, now he walks up stumbling, a little bit water. I've never seen you. All the doctors said you had ADDDCC Lee. A new disease. And there he is, hours and hours, hundreds of hours, glued to the tent of the box. Glued. Ain't Ava got him there. It's glued. His mother can't talk to him, no one can speak to him. He's walking around in a daze. 4 days. He's walking around in a daze. Movies and mining, and just wants to get back. Comes up, takes a snack, and he's charging down the steps. Season 21, come on down. And he walks out after 4 days, his clothes are smell like who knows what. Hasn't taken a shower in 5 days. Hajunalach, friends. But you have to start the next Masechta, so you get to know you have the next thing, that cop thing, what's that called? Episode, whatever it is. He's getting that from his friend tomorrow, his good friend, who learns in a different yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva guys. And then he starts the next episode. And days and days, and his mom, but she can't get enough, he wants to go back to her and go back to her. How can we get to him? Because he bought the bomb, she's thinking Torah as much as possible. How do you get to that? The beginning of the parasha. Chazal taught, how are you supposed to love Hashem? That's my teaching, learning Torah. That's how you learn how to get Avas Hashem. I want to say another taught. A person wants to get Avas Hashem, which is Avas HaTorah, by side. But the Torah is the Beratzon of Hashem. How do you get it? How does a person get Avas? I love you, Hashem, everybody. I love you, Hashem. Anachnu ohavim otcha. We love you. Everybody loves you. Really? What do you love, Hashem? Then the guy goes out. Who knows what he does? loves Hashem. It's very nice to sing it and to say it. But if it doesn't mean anything to you, how do you love Hashem? Where does it show the love? B'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, b'chol levavcha. You give up. B'chol moidecha, all your money. B'chol nafshecha, with all your soul. If a person is ready to give up his soul, then we zochet to b'shinanto levonecha, v'dibarat abom, b'shinanto levisecha, v'latcha levonecha. You want to get such ahava and such a love that you don't want to stop learning Torah by Zayin. That the Gedolei Olam couldn't stop. We understand it in terms of Ha'olam Hazeh, but the Gedolei Olam couldn't stop. They saw Reb Chaim Shmuel leaving the Beis Medrash 2 in the morning. He picked up a Shara Melech. At 5, 7:30 in the morning, they came back, the Bochum came back with Shachos, and there he was again, sitting with the Shara Melech. He was on his way to bed at 2, 3:30 in the morning. But he picked up a sefer. The ahava was unbelievable. He couldn't leave it. He couldn't leave it. It was so enthusiastic, so endearing to him. That's how we can all become a learner. But it starts, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, you gotta give up. Because it's hard. Anything, not just Torah, anything that you're going to develop a liking to has to come with Mesiras Nefesh. It has to come with a certain amount of giving up of something. Whether it's going out, whether it's eating a lot, too much, whether it's sleeping too much. Means you got to give up. You got to get rid of all the taivis and give up. We're not holding by that much, but certain, a little bit, starting a little bit. And you don't realize the mysterious nefesh of what saying. How much it brings to see Adat Nishmai and Torah. And because Baruch Hu sees how much you love him, what you're ready to do for him, how much you're ready to go through for him, thick and thin. You're ready to, the supper wasn't so good, so I have to go out now and eat something. So you won't, you go to the basement and learn a good piece of Torah. You have to schmooze till 4 in the morning this time. I mean, you know what? I'll schmooze a little bit less, and I'll go to sleep, and I'll be up in the morning, tomorrow morning, be able to learn. You perish a little bit. You moist and nefesh, and not so easy. Everybody else is doing it. But the siyata d'shmaya, boy, is unimaginable. Once you've developed through the siyata d'shmaya, the avla, because both sees how much you love him. She ain't a loymei, it's a t'mishin that's Dr. Medrash, Tan Chum, and Pashin Noya. The Torah Shabbat Pesh Hart. The Enoi, loymei, the Elvisha Oyem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Avla. Because that's the Abba, you're giving up. It's so hard, it's so difficult. It's so nice to schmack sometimes at the beginning to get through it, understand the words, and then work it through and develop it, and understand the machlokes, and to be able to understand the vayta. It's difficult. When a person does it, it shows, I love this thing. I'm showing Abba, I'm giving. I'm giving to this. I'm giving everything that I have to it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sees Abba on my side. The Siyata, the Shmaya, is by the Umm Kisu. The Siyus Nefesh equals Siyata, the Shmaya. It's proven over and over again. And the more Siyus Nefesh, the more Siyata, the Shmaya. Maisa, the Rabbi Akiva, Zat Chazal, Tav Nun, in Yidnidoran, Sama Beis, Amachimel, in Ksubis, the Mara tells the story of Rabbi Akiva, Maisa. 40 years old, I'm a Oretz. The Gemara Pesachim says he was not only Oretz, he hated Talmid Chachamim. He had no mamish interest in learning. He was totally not interested in any learning whatsoever. He wanted to rip up, give me a Talmid Chachamim and I'll eat him up for supper. And Rabbi Kiva went on after 24 years, he meets Rachel, and Rachel believes in him and says he has good midos and he can learn Torah. They make up, even though she's the boss of the Helak of the Kalba Savua. Hutaka was one of the richest people in Yerushalayim, the Atirei de Yerushalayim, and Gittin tells us, from the three richest people in Yerushalayim, the Choshev people, there was a Fum, the Choshev Yid, who won a son-in-law, was stolen from Ponovich. And she comes home, and she says, I'm engaged, Dad. Why she got engaged? Who is it? Which Talmud Chochem is it? It's the shepherd, Akiva. The shepherd Akiva! Which shepherd? You, my shepherd Akiva! He thought, who knows what? He thought, who knows what he's going to have for a son-in-law. He's a Buckingham Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifro, Sifri. He'll pay him off. Six homes, not just one home. He'll have a home everywhere. And she says, I'm marrying Akiva the shepherd. What's he going to buy him for the chosen? A new shepherd stick? No shas for my chosen dad. He needs a new shepherd stick. She threw her out of the house. Threw them out of the house. Both of them. You're not going to be nana. Shove a prut for my chosen. And after Pekin, she sent them away to learn. They had no money whatsoever in the house. Nothing. She sold her hair. And after 24 years of Pesach. So you say, okay, 24 years learning. Say he became a nice, he knows how to learn a little bit. Shemishnayis. When he became better, he could tell you, he became a shir in Gemara. It's Gadol Hador, 24,000 tomim. What's the shadow of his son? Ein Nesius Nefesh Gadol Mizeh. They gave up everything. Rachel had everything. That's why I want to taina. Shalivah Shalach Shalachem. Shalivah Shalachem Shalachem. They're hers. Because it was her Mesius Nefesh. It was Shafta. Her Mesius Nefesh would have brought about Rabbi Kiva's Torah. But Mesius Nefesh, for the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, equals Siyata Dishmaya. So Rabbi Kiva, when she came out, and he recognized her, she was looking like a map lady. And Rabbi Kiva said, all the Talmidim get away, move away, for Rachel, because all the Torah that I have, and all the Torah you have, is hers. Because Mesius Nefesh shafts an unbelievable Siyata Dishmaya in Torah. And there was no greater Mesius Nefesh then Rachel Esh Sakira. 24 years. She sent the husband away, did not see him. She gave up all, everything she had. She was sitting Bechvoide Shalom. The daughter of the richest person in the world. She had everything she wanted. And she gave up an unbelievable amount of Torah to sit there and to sell her hair, to live in a barn. Who knows where she lived. And now at least she would have had the comfort of her husband. No, she sent him away for 24 years to live on his own. She said she should live on her own, not seeing him. After 12 years, he came back. But that was the story. And she said, if he went another 12 years, I would love it. He should go another 12 years. Mesius Nefesh, how did you find Mesius Nefesh? Today, your husband goes out to learn. 12 minutes later, he gets a ding, ding, ding in the base measures with his new cell phone that he must have for emergencies. And the wife's on the phone. Big emergency at home. I forgot to get the bag of milk. Emergency. You must bring it back for lunch. And not to say there aren't women that are Mesius Nefesh with Torah. There are a lot of them out there. Mesius Nefesh means real Mesius Nefesh. You got to give up something from yourselves. That Torah you should purchase from Mad Mutzlach and Torah. But we have to know that, Rabbi Kachi Darkish of Torah. The only way. Yisro, Yosh B'chvei Shaloi Lom, that's the parish of Torah. Rusa Moaviyah is laying on Shuas, that's the parish of Kabbalah Satorah. Vayisyat V'tach Zahor, the mountain over the head, which symbolizes that it doesn't go on Mesius Nefesh. The Varesh must be Ramis to them. Mesius Nefesh, Ad Misa. And a Torah Niktis Al Mishan May Misat Zmela. Torah is not just a thing you could acquire by, okay, I'm interested, Nasa Benishma, I'm interested in learning today. I have a cheshek. I took a cheshek pill. I got cheshek shots at the doctor. Six cheshek shots. Torah doesn't go that way. Some days you have cheshek, some days you don't have cheshek. But when you learn without cheshek at the beginning, it's first of all you want to be Moshe Nefesh, you want to give up something. You want to dedicate your life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the turn of Hashem says, you love me so much, you ready to give up for me, you ready to learn without cheshek, you ready to come to the basement when it's hot, when this guy's doing this, and this guy's going here, and they look like having a great time out there, jumping around, doing nothing. He once said to Marshall, these guys, they're out there at night, you know, they come back, oh, we did so, what did you do already? Nothing. A bunch of nothingness. We were dancing, and who knows why, we were going here, going there. You ever see fish? When they're out of water, they're jumping around, ramish, flopping and popping all over the place. What's to the side, everybody say? Yes! jumping around. When the fish is in the water, hang my Torah. Tosis, then he's living, Rabbi Sam. Then he's living. Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva. He got a dip first, I'll tell you what it says. In Brachis, you'll get to it, Be'ez Hashem. So in Brachis. And there was another Yid Popis that got Nitfis. So Rabbi Kiva was learning Torah. And he got Nitfis on Torah. So he asked him, what's Pshah, Rabbi Kiva? What are you learning Torah? Sakana. So Amshach Olay Marshall. He says, there's a shoe on a fox. And he told the fish in the sea, come out on dry land, I'll take care of you. What did the fish answer back? Umab, Mokoim, where we live, we are also in danger, we could be taken away. Mokoim, dry land. But the Kiva understood that with the Metzias, the Kiva Lashitasai, that the only way to understand that with Elm Torah were like Mason, is that we have to give up everything and anything for Torah. But it doesn't come with the reward. The reward is in this world. The Ashrecha Baalam Azeh is in this world. The love, the appreciation, and the shtayim that you'll have from Torah is in this world, Rabbi Sam. The Ava and the Siyat Neshmaya that you're going to have in this world. The schus to become a Shimnantam Ronecho, that you should be return to Chudodim. The schus that you come to the Matzah with the Barat of Baum, that you have such a love of Torah, Rabbi Sam. No Golo ever became a Golo, Rabbi Sam. You looked at all the books, and see his nefesh, the difficulties, and the shver kind of their lives, Rabbi Sam. One after the next. But they, through everything, thick and thin, they showed the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by continuing learning, by going right into learning. And Basoif, the Yoshebich Basoif HaKavad Love. That's the Yisro you have to know. Everybody probably laughed at Yisro when he left his pulpit as head Kohen for the head church. He left it, everybody, you're giving up so much, you fool. Soifakov and Lovo, Yisro was laughing at everybody else at the end of the day. Yisro's grandchildren were sitting on Lishkas HaSanhedrin. Yisro, he was Niskabed and Parish in the Torah. And from Yisro, we learned the Yisro that we should never forget. The more Messias Nefesh, the more Chavivas of Torah we're going to have, the more Siyat Lishmai we're going to have in our lives, on my side. Yisro, Be'ez Hashem, to understand this Yisro, to work at it. It doesn't come overnight. But to work on a little bit of a serious nefesh for Torah, and through that we'll be zeicha to understand and to grow and to become the great people we can become in Torah, each one of you madrigosai. To have feel the ashrecha by Olam Hazeh, and be zeicha be'ez Hashem to the Torah.